This boat was once Moussa Barkame's only source of income. A trader from Chad, he says he used to transport goods between his country and Nigeria through Lake Chad. Now he only comes to check on it and clear out water that has seeped in.
Trading between here and Nigeria is the only job I know. Then Boko Haram came from Nigeria and raided our village, killing 3 people and injuring others. I used my boat to get people out of the village and came here. Now have no work because I can't transport goods to the Nigerian side of the lake anymore.
Lake Chad is a freshwater source for millions of people in Nigeria, Niger, Chad and Cameroon, all of which surround the lake. It's also a source of livelihood for hundreds of thousands. Chadian traders used to transport goods on boats to Nigeria. Many here say it was more cost-effective. And fishermen rely on the lake to supply local markets. But since 2015, Boko Haram violence in northeastern Nigeria has spilled over the border to the lakeside villages that surround it. Authorities were forced to close the borders in response. Many here say that's caused a disruption in the market and led to increase in prices of goods.
The attacks by Boko Haram have restricted trade between countries surrounding Lake Chad and limited areas for fishermen to fish in. So that's also put a strain on the local economy. The violence has also changed the pattern of movement between countries surrounding the lake. Where people once moved freely, now hundreds of thousands have been forced to leave to escape the attacks.
The shores of the lake here on the Chadian side was once bare. Now dozens of houses have been built for those displaced by Boko Haram. Bukaye and his family are some of those who had to flee from Kingalem Island in Chad to the shore of the lake.
I used to work back home in my village as a farmer, but because of attacks by Boko Haram, I've been displaced from my village and now I have no job. They stole all my belongings when they raided.
About 6,000 Chadian soldiers have been deployed on the lake to deal with the threat. Local authorities say they're working with aid organizations to help those who've been displaced and reopen crucial trade routes.
I think the security situation is now stable, but up to now, the route between Nigeria and Chad can't be opened because we can't guarantee security. We need to continue combing the lake in places that traders usually move around to guarantee their safety. The Nigerian authorities and I are working on it, and we hope to succeed in the coming months.
But until the routes are safe again, Musa says his boat will remain on shore. He hopes the authorities will be able to end Boko Haram's attack soon so that he can once again earn a living. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Lake Chad.